Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
If you like music that's off the beaten path and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses. Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hey man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
McCaslin welcomes you to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, with the last installment in One Hitter's Leftovers 1955 to 1970, closing out the first decade and a half. Let's get started with Johnny Bond's version of Charlie Rye's 1955 original, Hot Rod Lincoln.
Heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a club. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. Sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot beat clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. I crossed my fingers, just blood. The fender's clicking, the guardrail post. The guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down the dips, he started to rocking. I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops were left in my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'm gonna wake you up early, cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. We're going down to the Honda shop, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's all right. Second gear, a lean ride. Turn on the lights so we can ride my Honda tonight. First gear, it's all right. Second gear, a lean ride. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee,
nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? I got to get to moving, baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you join me, please?
Our first set began with Johnny Bond's cover of Hot Rod Lincoln, peaking on August 8, 1960 at number 26 on the Billboard Top 40. Commander Cody's classic version coming 11 years later. That was followed by Little Honda by the Hondells, making it to the top 10 at number 9 on October 31, 1964. Frankie Ford's classic Sea Cruise came next, getting to number 14 on the 6th of April, 1959. The block ended with May 26, 1962's number one hit, Mr. Acker Bilk's Stranger on the Shore. Now to start our second set, here's Barbara Acklin with Love Makes a Woman. That was the Winstons' Color Him Father, peaking on July 19th, 1969 at number 7. Prior to that was Black Pearl by the Checkmates Limited, which peaked on July 5th, 1969 at number 13. We started out with Love Makes a Woman by Barbara Acklin. That made it on August 31st, 1968 to number 15. Let's go into the second half with Let's Go Pony by The Routers.
Let's go!
Corner and she's doing a twist, so let's shout.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters Leftovers 1955 to 1970 on WGXC continues, coming out of a set that began with the Routers' Let's Go, Pony, which cracked the Billboard Top 20 on December 22, 1962 at number 19. Ernie Maresca's Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out made it to number 6 on May 19, 1962. Then we heard Hideaway by Freddie King, peaking at number 29 on April 10, 1960. And the block concluded with Patti and the Emblems' Mixed Up, Shook Up Girl, which got into the top 40 at number 37 on August 15, 1964. Today's penultimate set begins with Hello, Hello by Sopwith Camel.
check me. His mother answers him, I love you, and it really means you've been a good boy. And as the years go by, true love will never die. At 17, his girl says, do you love me? And it really means, will you respect me? The teenage boy answers, I love you, and it really means, can I make love to you? And as the years go by, true love will never die.
Con, as the years go by, closed out that set, peaking on November 21st, 1970 at number 31. Before that, The Illusion asked Did You See Her Eyes, which rose up to number 32 on September 6th, 1969. And we started with Hello, Hello by Sopwith Camel, peaking on February 11th, 1967 at number 26. Today's set of covers begins with the immortal Dolly Parton's cover of Harper Valley PTA.
Down. Now Mr. Harper couldn't be possibly can. Only you know, and then, but it's time I tell myself that I, well, I feel nobody now. But now I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman called me Tom. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on, you take it, take it on. Looking good, or maybe deep down in your heart, I guess you know the many why. Never, 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 never hear me wanna cry at night. Baby, I cry all the time, but it's time I tell myself that I, well, I can't listen to pain. But when you hold me in your arms and say it once again, and say, come on, come on. You feel good.
We've reached the end of the first decade and change, covered by Forgotten Geek one-hitters in traditional fashion with a block of covers. Begin with Dolly Parton's version of Harbor Valley PTA, the Tom T. Hall composition that became Jenny C. Reilly's number one Billboard hit on September 21st, 1968. Then came Tahura's Zuro's cover of Peace of My Heart, originally by Irma Franklin, the Big Brother and the Holding Company version getting to number 12 on November 9th, 1968. And concluded with Panama's disco version of Burn by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, the original going to number 2 on October 19th, 1968. We're going out with Savage Grace's cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, the Hendrix version peaking at number 20 also on October 19th, 1968. Thanks for listening and stay safe.
Drunkard to the